Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
These are the radio blogs. I'm Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, I am a coward.
Now, why do you say that?
So I was in Atlanta for Atlanta Pride this weekend, and it's like a mini college reunion. All of my college friends, we get together and we fellowship. You, and we have fun.
You fellowship?
Yes, we drink.
I didn't know that was a verb.
Yeah, we drink the spirits and we have libations.
Oh, that sounds kind of classy,
right.
Actually.
I'm actually just skirting around what I really want to talk about. So I told you about a month ago that I do feel like a fraud sometimes because in most of my life, or all of my life, you know, the world knows that I'm gay. Miguel Fuller is a gay male. The only person I've never had that conversation with in my life is my grandmother.
Mm.
Well, my mother, they live together, and my mother finally got fed up because there are a lot of times I will go home and I won't go to my grandmother's house because I just feel like as I've gotten older, it's like the big elephant in the room that's just gotten more awkward.
It's like bigger and bigger every time you go.
It is. And so my mom finally was fed up and was like, Miguel's gay!
And she just blurted it out to your grandmother.
Yeah, she just told my grandma. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, my mom did it, and so now I've got to go talk to her. So what's happened over the past probably 2 months, I think that's when it happened when she told her. It's like, since I didn't do it, I haven't broken the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, since I'm going to Atlanta, which is where I'm from, which is where my family is, I'll at least go see my grandmother to say hi. And I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not ashamed. The world knows. Everyone knows. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
My mom knows.
You're an advocate for people coming out.
I am. I don't understand what it is to where I just can't do it. And I don't know.
But do you think it's because you, your grandmother has always been like a source of constant support in your life, and she's very old school.
Yeah.
And so you want to do your best by her, and you think for some reason that in the case that there's a bad reaction, you don't want to see her react that way?
I guess, yeah.
But how did she react when your mom told her?
She was sort of like, well, I kind of figured. I mean, you know, he's in his 30s. He's never had a girlfriend. I mean, kind of makes sense because all my other cousins in my age group have now had kids and married or divorced.
Yeah,
and
you're just hanging out.
Yeah, like in her universe, I've never dated a single person.
Yeah,
ever.
And that's got to be suspicious.
Right. So I don't know. It's something that I'm working through and I'm trying to figure out what that stems from because I don't want it to be this way because my boyfriend is going to come with me home for Christmas.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so
you better figure this out real quick.
I got to work on it.
I didn't know he was doing that. Okay.
Yes.
You better figure this out. Dear blog, I had the most ridiculous, irritating, embarrassing, frustrating things happened to me while I was on a test drive.
What happened?
So I'm in the market for a car. Went to go look at this great car that I thought I was going to love. As soon as I got in it, I realized I didn't really like it that much.
Mm-hmm.
And let me state this before I get into the story. Test drives make me nervous.
Why?
I don't like them. I get stressed out like whoever's there from the dealership is judging my driving. And then everyone's always like, oh, Holly's a bad driver. So then I think I am a bad driver. And then I get nervous and I feel like I never know where we're going. They're like, oh, take a right up here. And I'm like, where, what? I get nervous. So we get on 275 for a hot second. We were only on 275 from one exit to the next. Like, I didn't even have to merge anywhere because I got on and then that same lane was
uh-huh.
going to go off.
No.
While I'm on this like half mile stretch of freeway, I got pulled over. It's not funny. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
wait, is that me? Are they talking to me? apparently, and this is why this happened, because I was so nervous getting on the freeway in this car that I didn't know how to drive.
Oh my gosh.
And so there had the cop that was there had already pulled someone over, so I had driven next to them without slowing down 20 miles an hour or moving over, which, by the way, that's a rule that I had forgotten in my nervousness. So, I mean, this police officer was upset.
Oh.
He came barreling at my window like, "Do you know what you're doing?" And I was like, "I'm test driving a car. I don't care," he said.
Oh, did you cry?
No, I was just so nervous. I didn't even cry. Like,
oh my
and
gosh.
Then, of course, he's like, "Where's the license and registration?" I'm like, "This is not my car. I don't even know." So he's like, so he takes my license and registration, just sits in the back of me in his car for like 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And then finally, I'm like, I'm going to get a ticket in not even my car. And I was flipping out. They're trying to make jokes about it. And I was like, I am not in a joking mood right now. So they were quiet in the car with me. And then the guy comes back, the police officer, and very thankfully and kindly said, "Looks like you have a pretty decent driving record. I'm not going to give you a ticket, but you never do that again." I was like, "Okay, sir. Okay, thank you very much." And then I went back to the car dealership and was like, "Get me out of this car. I'm not test driving anything else for like months."
Holly learned her lesson.
I hate test drives. I hate them.
I love it. Holly, what's hot in Hollywood?
Between Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson calling it off, right? We have a famous pregnancy. We got to talk about all this at 7 o'clock with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.